I remember looking at the receipt the first time I purchased legal cannabis in New Jersey, and I just felt so legitimate. You know, it just was an extraordinary feeling. I changed the laws, man. It was a moment of professional and personal and a lot of pride, because it was a hard fought victory, and we really earned it. You know, it's like having a baby. I mean, it's not the prettiest baby in the world, but the medical marijuana program is our baby, and I love it. I was diagnosed with HIV in 1994, so I kind of say I'm the class of 1994. And a lot of people from the class of 1993 are dead. So I was right there at that cutoff, and I was a teenager at the time. And the easiest way to live a long, healthy life with HIV is to take your meds every single day, and at the same time, if possible, to bring a very disciplined kind of regimen so that you're making sure your immune system is 100%. You can't miss your meds. If your stomach is rebelling and you're not able to take your meds, that is very consequential. You can't miss food. You have to eat. You can't take these meds on an empty stomach either. So for me, the marijuana, very early on, it emerged as one of many tools in my toolbox to cope with being HIV positive. And after 21 years, I think I've done an okay job with that. There are a lot of tools that I use to stay healthy. Cannabis is just one of them. You know, the rumors about pot are true. It definitely increases your appetite. What I have noticed that when I need it therapeutically, say medically, you don't get the same euphoria when you consume it. So if my stomach's not feeling well and I need to take my meds before I go to bed, and that doesn't seem like it's going to happen, I'll just take a little puff of cannabis and wait a half an hour. Usually it calms my stomach right down. I'll take the meds just fine. And of course, if it has the unintended side effect of increasing my appetite, well, okay, I'll take it. Oops. Monday kind of slipped out a little bit. So that is, for example, my medication for one day. That's one day's worth. I call them my whateveralls because I've been on so many different HIV meds over the years that I can't even keep track. I usually say the yellow one, the beige one, and then the little blue one that looks kind of like Viagra. I take them all at night, usually around 9 o'clock, take a little puff, take my meds. You know, I'm usually in bed by 10, 10:30. This is my fancy marijuana stash container. Hang on 1 second. I'll get it going. And there you are, just one little hit. I myself use cannabis to be well. It's a function of my well-being, of my living healthy and being healthy and aspiring to that and wanting longevity. There are a lot of people who use cannabis to not be sick. And I'm referring here to, in New Jersey, for example, 1 in 3 New Jersey residents will be diagnosed with a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. 25,000 New Jersey residents have died in hospice since Christmas. So that's a lot of people who could benefit from this science. And because the science is so primitive, because we're just barely getting around to having medical marijuana and sort of accepting it, there's not a whole lot of research about what kinds of strains are most suitable for certain diseases. And that's a pity.